You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, hello.
Yay.
I'm Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Have you never heard my rookie?
I forgot that. Yes. Ed Hardy Bowling here.
Where did the Hardy come from? Just Ed Hardy.
You know what? That's what Phil
the Thrill.
Yep. Phil the Thrill and Kev KWOW gave me, I think. And I actually was going to name myself Ed the Anti-Situation Bowling, but I didn't get an opportunity. They threw Hardy at me. And you know what? I haven't been here in a while, right? It's been like a few days or whatever.
I wasn't here last week either, so.
And so apparently, you weren't here either. So apparently the punishment is they try to blast our ears out during the opening music.
We got Phil the Thrill in the booth tonight, and
Damn right we do!
I think we were looking a little tired or something.
And now my mic's off completely.
Yeah, and now you're back. You're back. Okay. There you are. So they're just trying to punish us left and right now.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. So apparently the punishment is you don't get to use your ears anymore.
Exactly. So. After this episode, though, I don't know how much using my ears I feel like doing. It was quite the episode. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you know what? I came away feeling like exhausted from it.
It was emotionally and physically draining. Is that a ridiculous thing to say about Jersey Shore? That I feel emotionally and physically drained?
It has to be ridiculous because this must be the only time we had that one, you know, meaningful thing with Vinny going on, which was really cool. And all the other drama was just exhausting.
It's exhausting. We're in season 4. These are our best friends. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
My BFF Snooki.
Yeah.
I feel for her. I hurt for her. It's a bunch of stupid drama, but at the end of the day, it tears me apart. It's wearing on me.
Yeah.
Me and my soul.
That's pretty serious, but anyway.
This episode's titled Damage is Done, and I feel like damage has been done to me.
So much damage was done this episode.
Although, Phil, what were you saying it's called?
No, it's an old reference to a TV webisode series that Kevin KWOW Undergaro and I used to watch, and it always opened up with, y'all ready for some tits and giggles? And no, it was not porn.
You know what? Leave it to Phil in. Leave it to Phil in, Phil the Thrill, to say some stuff like that, to pull from some history.
Are you all ready for some tits and giggles? That is this show.
It sounded-
Wait. Roxy. Camera's now on you because before it was a master shot.
Don't zoom in.
No, now say no. Just now look at the camera.
Oh, and the tits and giggles.
Look at the camera and say, y'all ready for tits and giggles.
Y'all ready for tits and giggles?
There you go.
Okay, that's good.
Alrighty.
Just wanted that in AfterBuzz history, so when we cut a promo together,
now,
that will always be there.
I wish I hadn't done it. Now I wish I hadn't done it.
She, you know, her voice is one of the voices in the main.
I'm all over
thing,
that
right?
main thing.
Are you more than one place in that one?
I jump in a couple times.
What is it you say? You say, who do you want to hear that from?
Your sister or your best friend. Or something like that? Yeah, my mom comes on. She goes, you never know what happens behind closed doors.
That was your mom?
Yeah.
What?
She came in for one episode. She rocked
it. She made
it.
The cut.
My mom, she came in, I think it was for Desperate Housewives, but yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's not why we're here, though.
No.
We are here to talk about Jersey Shore, Damage is Done.
Jersey Shore, Damage.
Season 4, Episode 10. So we're going to try to stay on track with the episode while it's playing right now. We're going to take a fist pumping break, actually.
No, that was supposed to get fired up. We're in. Come on.
Okay, so Jim Tan,
who's the rat?
Jim Tan, who's the rat? Just off
genius.
The bat.
It's a genius plan.
Okay. Can you give us a little background right now? So why did the situation feel like he needed to make this plan, and what exactly was the plan?
Well, like we discovered, you know, we understand what effect came from Jim Tan, who's the rat, and after it was done, but even Mike doesn't understand it, obviously. So apparently he was, upset when Snooki came to him and said, because at the beginning of the episode, Jenny told Snooki that Mike was again referring to the instance when they supposedly hooked up.
Right, because last episode we see Mike talking about him hooking up with Snooki again and saying that she gave him a blowjob.
Right, right.
Which they beep out. They bleep it.
Yeah.
What are the rules about what you have to bleep?
Well, I don't know,
because we bleeped out finger in tonight's episode.
Yep,
so.
What's been bleeped out that I know of is finger pop, blow job.
Oh, and ass licking last season. Remember when Dina was the ass licker?
I think it was ass licking or ass eating.
Ass eating?
I think it was ass eating.
Maybe, because it looked like...
Yeah, none of which gets bleeped out on AfterBuzz, because I'm hearing all of it.
Yeah. Did you just say ass eating, licking, pussy? What?
No.
What did I hear?
That's part of that, not everything. But so Jenny told Snooki about Mike saying this stuff again.
Right.
And so she got upset and she went and told Mike. And Mike's like, dude, I didn't do anything and you should ask me first.
Right.
So then he comes up with the grand scheme of,
That's the catchline. You should have asked me before you asked everybody else. That's supposed to be the point.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the point. Ends up being the point, but he keeps saying all kinds of other random stuff.
Right.
But he says, okay, we're going to play Jim Tan, who's the rat, and he makes up, obviously, the story about, or part of the story, of where he called his friend the unit.
Stop. I'm going to stop you there.
We're stopping at the unit.
He called his friend the unit.
You guys have never heard of the unit?
The unit.
I mean, I'm sure we have.
Do you think biological name?
Is it first name the unit? All right, you guys keep talking. I'm going to get a clip of the unit.
Okay,
but is it first name the last name unit? Is it middle name situation? Is it just a nickname? Is that his Jersey Shore name? Just do his parents call him Yo Unit?
Yo Unit. Okay, so Mike, the situation can be referred to as just... The situation. So I'm guessing that it's so-and-so, the unit, so-and-so.
Oh, okay.
My guess. And but which can be shortened to unit.
Yes.
Because Mike said, I'm calling my boy unit.
But only Mike so far has called him just unit.
Right.
So I think you have to be on the BFF level to eliminate the and just go with unit. Because the is clearly a sign of respect.
Exactly.
The one and only, the unit.
The unit.
He is the unit.
That makes sense to me. I didn't even think of it that
Yeah,
way.
That's
good
clearly,
insight.
You know, I'm just really good with these unit things. Anyway, okay, so keep going.
So he calls the unit, and he tells him, I don't know, Mike does this stuff for the camera, but, you know, he tells him about says, hey, you were there. Didn't this happen the way I said it happened? And he's like, yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
Between the two of you? I've been missing out, I guess.
The unit.
You didn't know about this?
Is she the unit?
No, Katrina. This is his interview after he was eliminated for Dancing with the Stars, and he gets a phone call from the unit during the show. So I didn't quite cue it up.
He picks up?
Oh, so we're waiting to see.
Wait, does he pick up the phone call during the show?
He almost does, yes.
Oh, he gets a call from the unit on his cell phone.
At the same time,
yes.
You know, I choose my battles.
Okay.
And,
why is Katrina backing away?
I figured that
I would back away from him, too.
Call this one and STDs
from the couch.
Karina, what did you think?
Oh, Karina.
Had you been watching the show?
Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Not really.
But when
I heard Mike was my partner, I freaked out. I was like, what am I going to do?
And you did.
Yeah. But
did you complain and ask to be switched?
Are we coming up on it right now?
It's like a 10-minute interview.
Phil Lynn has no idea.
Okay. I'll let the show go back on. You guys talk. And when I see something with a cell phone,
yeah.
Then yell, unit.
Jersey Shore is...
Okay, so...
That's funny. You can see he was less weathered by partying, I guess, than you see
why
how...
Why does he sit like this?
I don't know.
Like, why does he do that? What is that? Is that his comfortable stance or what?
I've seen him on a couple of other talk shows, and he does that every time.
Every time.
Yeah, he's like slouched.
And always to the side and the hand between the legs. And
yeah, all of that.
Weird guy.
And actually fidgeting, going back and forth.
We
and
see
stuff.
In this episode what a freaking weird guy he is. Okay, so keep going with the scheme.
So the thing that was interesting to me was that he was telling like three different versions of the story that we saw to everybody. First he said, I never made, then he's like, I never made a call. First he said, yeah, I called him, but I didn't tell him to call Gianni. And then he said, you know, I told Ronnie this and I never told Ronnie anything. I mean, he was just all over the place. In his mind, he was, or at least he was telling us that the plan was to find out, to tell one person something and then find out who's the rat. Dude, you told one person. If it gets out, you know that person told him. And then he says, Sammy walked by and overheard him telling Ronnie.
And he actually ended up telling Sammy, and he told Dina, and they said to him, we're going to tell Snooki. Yeah.
And he's like, rat!
Literally. But then the entire point of it was...
Yeah, I think the effective point that came out was that he put out false information that got to Snooki. And... Are we there?
Do you think you will keep in touch? Do you have a phone call? Oh, we got calling you.
Oh, we got a situation. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Who's calling you? Let me see what's going on.
You're not going to believe this. It's actually a friend. My friend's name is The Unit.
The Unit? Really? The Unit? You guys sound like a repair manual.
We got a situation at the unit.
That was not on purpose, believe me. That really wasn't. I better lower the volume.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see the unit on next year's Dancing with
the
Stars.
The unit.
Not the eunuch?
No. You know, like unit, like, you know, batteries not included, unit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, unit. I got you. I know. I've seen them. Like a storage unit.
Yeah. Well, not like a storage unit, but, you know...
We have a very somewhat sad tradition.
That's what
here
we
at the
don't.
Show.
Yeah,
Karina knows this. It's that time.
Okay, that's good with
Hollywood,
that. I think.
Boulevard
honestly, this is the situation's classic line is, you know.
Yeah.
And every time he says it, I say, no, I really don't know. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's like, I really don't know.
It happened like six times this episode where he said, you know, and I turned to you, Ed, and I was like, No.
You're like, can you explain it? I don't know what you mean.
No, I really have no idea. And I don't think you know what you mean.
And I don't think you know.
I really don't. So, okay.
So, long story short, in the end, he was able to show that the false information got to Snooki, and then Snooki came and was totally pissed off and throwing stuff at him before finding out if it was true.
But the thing that didn't make sense was the false information got to Snooki because he put it out there.
Yeah,
because
he put it out there.
And then was told that by the girls that they were going to tell Snooki.
Yeah.
The whole plan, the mastermind plan, I would say was subpar.
Didn't quite make it. Yeah.
Didn't quite make it. What was he hoping for in that moment? What was he like, this would be the perfect thing that would happen?
No.
He screams at Snooki in the end, it backfired on you. You got screwed. So what happens to her now? Is there any consequence?
I don't know, but that exactly what you just said is exactly what we keep asking, and the fact is there is no answer.
Yeah.
What is he doing? Why?
Thinking?
What does he think is going to happen? There's no right answer.
And we see a couple times in this episode, Sammy turns to him and says, or turns to Ron and says, this kid's really screwed up.
Yeah.
This is a really messed up kid.
Well, and then Ronnie, who I think has to feel completely played by Mike, by, you know, him telling him, I don't even understand how these guys, like, you know, get along for the show even.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he completely just used him, you know. It's like, come here, I want to tell you something. And then he tells him something that's completely made up. It's like he has absolutely zero respect for Ronnie.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it how
Ronnie
they're okay.
Ronnie didn't even say anything.
Yeah, I mean, afterwards he's like, he said, I told everybody from day one that this dude was, you know, a problem.
It's weird, though, because everybody's like, oh, they're kids, they're young, they're just having fun. The situation's in his mid-30s. I mean, he's not a child.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't think about it. You think about him like he's...
The same is said of Ed Bowling.
Yeah, but you don't go around acting like that.
No, I don't.
And that's the point.
I'm the one. Fill the thrill. Remember, I'm the one that thinks that they're all crazy and need to have themselves checked.
The situation
and you better check yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. No, the situation acts like he's 21.
Yeah,
21.
He does. So he's mid-30s?
He's mid-30s. What's the... I don't know, Phil. What's the age on that? Do you know? 34, I think?
No, he's 31. Come on.
No, I don't think he's 31
all
anymore.
Right. Let me look it up right now.
Because I remember he was 31 in one of the seasons.
They've been around for 2 years.
No, they've been around a little.
This is season four? This is season four right here.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think whatever it is, he's older than 30. Yeah. He's not in his 20s. He makes an ass of himself.
Yeah.
Over and over again. And this whole who's the rat thing, it's just so typical of him.
All right, Ed, here's a fun question for you since you're the scientist nerd.
Okay, ready?
The situation was born July 4th, 1982. How old does that make him?
82 plus. I don't know. Oh my. He's like
30. He's 29!
No, he's not. No, he's not. Oh, it's Pauly.
July, so it's past.
It's Pauly. Pauly's always been the oldest.
I knew Pauly was the oldest, but I thought
Pauly D is the oldest?
Yeah. He looks young. I thought that the situation was definitely 31 last season or at one point.
I could see him being 29.
Pauly D is 31, and he was born July.
I think the situation's lying about his age.
July 5th, 1980.
Pauly D is born July 5th, and the situation's born July 4th?
Yo, man, I don't know where these facts are coming from.
Well, what remember at one point on one of the shows when KWOW was here, and I think Rachel Alldaylay was saying, they were both saying that, you know what, when you're on these reality shows, you pad your age and you do that, and you know the information gets out there and people just believe it.
Yeah.
So they were all saying that all of them are younger, older than they say they are.
Definitely. Yeah, and the situation. His face is starting to look old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when we look at that old clip, he looked a lot younger and less weathered than he does now.
Like his hair, his skin, everything. He doesn't take good care of himself, obviously.
Yeah, he may not. He may have been, you know, he's probably partying a lot more now than he did way back then.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Okay, so moving on from his whole Jim Chan, who's the rat.
Right.
I think we should go by, let's just talk about the boys and talk about Sicily and their whole experience.
Well, let me ask you one question about the Jim Tan Who's the Rat. Well, really about what they were talking about. Do you think, I don't know if you've answered this, do you believe that Snooki did something in with situation?
Oh, yeah.
And if you believe she did, what do you think she did getting bleeped?
I think that they probably had sex.
Really?
If they didn't, definitely some oral sexual
something
big.
Yeah.
So not a makeout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I definitely think so.
Okay.
I think he's an asshole, and I don't know why he would say it in general, but especially I just don't think he would just create it. I don't think he'd just make it up.
Yeah.
Especially because every time she's called him out on it, she hasn't said, "Why would you make that up?" She said, "Why would you say that?"
Yeah, yeah.
She hasn't said, "You liar." She said, "F you, I hate you."
Yeah, she said, "You're psycho." Yeah. She said, "You're crazy." And she said, "No, you wanted to hook up with me, but I wouldn't."
Right.
And, you know, so she's playing semantic games. Yeah,
yeah, she's pulling a Bill Clinton and,
exactly.
and using her words wisely. I read right through that.
Okay.
She clearly hooked up with him. Being Gianni, he probably doesn't think they hooked up. Still to this day, he probably doesn't think they hooked up. Gianni, if you're listening, she definitely hooked up with him. Like, come on. and especially when we see, and we'll talk later on when we talk about the girls, but when we see the way that JWoww's handling the situation, how do you say the situation on the show?
We can't ever say the situation without saying
the situation. She's handling the dilemma.
Yes. Oh, good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think
I just used my thesaurus.
Maybe once you're done being the rookie, you can be Roxy the Dilemma Stryer.
Okay. That's awesome. No, but JWoww, the way that she's handling the dilemma is very telling of what actually happened, I think.
Agreed.
Okay, but so starting with the boys.
Okay, Sicily.
Sicily. So they go to stay with Vinny's family, four generations worth of Vinny's family.
Yes.
Who Vinny's never met.
Yes.
I forgot that Vinny spoke Italian fluently.
I don't think he doesn't say he speaks it fluently, but he does enough to where he can,
he can dabble.
Conversation. Yeah.
Okay, so what do we think of this part of the show? Was this boring? Was it nice to see them with family? Was it just,
No, I actually, this was part of the emotional drain. I mean, maybe not so much in a bad way because there was ups and downs with all the other Snooki stuff, but no, I felt that this was genuine. I mean, I was excited for him. You know, if it was me and I was in a situation, I would be so excited to go meet my family in this other country that my family's from, you know. I thought it was great.
I think that's awesome, too. And it's really cool for him that it was captured on video. you know, when you go somewhere for the first time and you bring a diary or something and you want to write down everything you see. That's awesome for him that everything's on video, everything that he was seeing and everything he was experiencing, and he can watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
The first time he went there. I thought this was really cool and interesting and different for the show.
Yeah.
Homey feeling.
Yeah. No, I thought it was. Now, obviously these are all Italians, but he described, Ronnie said it, you know, when they pulled into the farm, he's like, I don't know, four Guidos, you know, yeah. in what do you say, in the forest?
In the wilderness, something like that. I definitely wrote it down.
I don't know how that's
going to go. Four Guidos in the woods. Four Guidos in the woods.
I mean,
that would have been a better title for the episode.
Yeah.
Four Guidos in the woods.
But I mean, here they are, you know, I didn't see anybody that looked like the boys in Vinny's family there.
Oh, definitely not. You know what was missing for me was a bar. I was like, wow, they're probably like, where the hell's the bar? Yeah. Where do we go for drinks?
They did have beer at the dinner table. They had beer.
Yeah, they did. And I think they were taking limoncello shots, which looked tasty. And yeah. I'm a little jealous, actually.
Yeah.
But, okay, what's the deal with Italians eating so much? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Do they just have fast metabolisms so that they're not all ginormous? Do they
eat smaller proportions?
Yeah, right. What the hell?
What do you mean?
Are you retarded?
Sorry. Phil in wasn't even there. He wasn't even there. They don't eat small portions.
They ate,
Ed,
like,
I grew up in Europe.
Well,
here's
we grew up in the studio room watching the show right now.
Eating
what? Popcorn? Like a overindulged American.
They were eating, and the dude was like, and Ronnie was like, dude, I'm full. I can't eat anymore. And then the Italian uncle, Tio or whatever.
We haven't even started.
Yeah, said, make sure you leave room. We just got started.
There's so many
courses. Yeah, small portions, 18 courses.
It's crazy.
But anyway, here's what I think. If we, you know, assuming that not everybody's like huge overweight there. It's because the food is not the same as in America. It's organic. Right, and it doesn't have the hormones and the meat and everything else that makes us like.
It is meat. It's pasta. It's meat. It's carbs. It's carbs.
But it's not
processed.
Yeah, but it's like it's
that's what makes you fat.
Oh yeah, yeah. The thing that makes Americans swell up is the processing of our food, the chemicals, the preservatives, all that stuff. Yeah, you should.
I'm going to Italy. I'm moving there and eating.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far. You could just go to Mexico. If you just go to Mexico and eat all your food and stuff.
What do I do about the water?
You can drink bottled water.
Okay.
Or you could just, you know, stick with the Coke and stuff.
The problem with me for going to Italy, going to Mexico, going anywhere that isn't here, even if I'm there for a very long amount of time.
Yes.
It's a vacation the whole time. I don't know how to control myself. I'm like these guys. I'm like a party animal. I can't. I don't even know how to control
myself.
You
got no filter?
Nothing.
She said, I don't even know how to control myself here.
Yeah, it's
let
hard.
Alone if I feel it's like I'm on vacation.
It's a day-to-day struggle, I'm telling you. And
well, wait a minute. Listen, we can fix this.
I don't know how.
I can tell you right now. You ready?
What is it?
All you got to do is figure out how to get paid to do
the
what
party.
You do.
I've got to get myself on the Jersey Shore.
Whoa.
But you know what? I should be they were going to make a show called Massholes, and I'm a perfect masshole.
Massachusetts holes?
Yeah, that's what they call assholes from Massachusetts.
You're a masshole?
I'm a masshole. Wow. I'm a big masshole, and I'm fucking perfect for the show, and they need to make it around me or something, because I need to be able to drink for a living.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because otherwise
I'm not
going to be able to make a living.
That's what I'm thinking.
I know something I'm good at, and it's drinking.
You know what?
And I'm proud of it.
Go with what you know.
That's what my parents keep telling me.
Yeah.
Do what you're good at and go with what you know.
You know what? You need to develop like some sort of certification so you can actually have like a plaque.
That's a good idea.
You know, and then there's credibility behind that. Then you could say, you know what?
How do I contact these people? And I'm like, listen, Jersey Shore guys, I'm good at what you guys are good at. Let's team up and make some sort of super awesome.
Well, but what about this masshole thing? You said there was going to be, but it's not?
Yeah.
Got canceled or?
Phil, will you be on Massholes with me?
Apparently he's from
Europe. I have a concept of my own that I'm not willing to share on air, but we are developing a fun concept that you could be involved in.
Am I on it? Am I in it? Am I around it?
Yeah, but I don't know if you'll
No. Does she get paid to drink?
She gets paid initially, yes.
To drink?
Yes.
Then I like it.
Then we're done. We have arrived.
Game, set, match. I'm ready. Okay. So anyways, these boys are there. Not much happened, though.
Not much happened.
You know what's funny, though? They don't talk about any of the drama. None of them care to hear about what Mike has to say about the dilemma. I'm like, what the hell is here?
About the situation.
What Mike has to say about the situation. They're just like, no drama. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to eat their good meal, have fun in Sicily, and go home.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we've got the girls. The girls in Tuscany. This is the primary difference between men and women.
Okay.
When men are alone, men love having bro time, and they just sit and eat and watch sports and are in Sicily.
Right.
Women are bored unless they're crying or hysterically laughing.
Oh.
There's no in between. You need to be drunk off wine. You can't just have one glass. You're going to have a million, and you're either going to end up having the best night or the worst night
of
your
life. Or fighting and crying.
Fighting and crying. You can't. You're not happy until there are tears of joy or tears of sorrow.
Oh.
It's always drama.
She really is a professional on this stuff.
I just solved the. Seriously,
you're like an expert.
I know. I should major in drinking and girls.
Okay, so in Tuscany, we see Dina and Sammy completely just, you know, having their wine, but staying completely out of it.
Especially, I really appreciate that Dina said, "I'm not going to put her on blast."
Yeah.
Although saying it on television is putting her on blast.
She's like, they really were having sex, but I'm not going to say that to the world.
Yeah. Awesome. But I'm sure, but it was nice that she didn't bring it up at the table. I just didn't want to hear any more drama between them. But here's the real question.
Yes.
If Snooki and the situation hooked up, well, first of all, do you think they hooked up in some capacity?
Yes, in some capacity. I think exactly what you said, except for I actually don't think that they had sex.
Okay.
I think that. They were in that scene, and everything happened the way they said, where they were watching the other two people having sex, and then Snooki decided that she wanted to do something sexual, and she did oral on the situation.
Yeah, but she didn't even remember having sex with Vinny. Maybe she just doesn't remember having sex with the situation.
Come on. She remembers all of that, both of them.
Okay.
But anyway, I think she did. And then I think Mike tried to take it further and have sex with her, and she said no. And so now that's where she's like focused on, dude, he wanted to hook up with me and I said no.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like not mentioning the fact that they started doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that seems to be pretty consistent with what Mike was saying, is that she did something to me because, you know, whatever. And that was it.
Okay. So okay.
That's what
but
I think.
But either way, we both think that they hooked up in some capacity.
Yes, we do.
So does JWoww know?
Oh, yeah.
JWoww totally knows.
Snooki confessed everything to JWoww.
Because she knew that JWoww was too smart to not think that, and that she would keep drilling
her. I think she had, you know, she felt safe with JWoww, and she told her the truth.
Yeah.
And actually, if you go back quite a few episodes, I remember that when JWoww first told Snooki that Mike was talking about him, talking about her, she said this. She comes up to Snooki and she goes, "Mike's been telling everybody what you guys did."
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was kind of messed up what JWoww did, to be honest. She kind of ratted out Snooki in front of everybody.
Yeah.
By saying, she was like, I'm the only one you're telling the truth to. You're not saying things to the rest of the girls. That was kind of messed up
in my opinion. She was like, don't get me started, because if you do, I'll air it all out.
Yeah,
I'll air
it all out. And obviously they hooked up. Obviously she knows.
Yeah.
It's not nice for a best friend to do that, but at the same time, I understand. JWoww's frustrated. She's holding the secret of Snooki's, and then Snooki goes and does the same thing again. But this time it's not a secret because it's on TV and everyone watches.
There's people in the room.
It's on TV.
It's
two of the house members.
Ugh.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous for her to try to even claim that they didn't have sex.
But all she does is think about Gianni.
Morning, night, meals.
Loves him.
Gianni.
Wants to be with him.
But as you're saying, they're still together. Today, Gianni and Snooki are engaged.
That's right.
But I mean, okay, so the show just came on, though, right? So all Gianni knows up until tonight was what Snooki told him. Oh, you know, how long ago was this?
I bet he doesn't watch the episodes. I bet she makes it so that.
But
they've openly said they don't watch the episodes because it brings up too many fights.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but there's no way in the world that this information is not going to get back to Gianni. Somebody's going to say it in the street.
Yeah, definitely, but I think she's told him the deal and whatever, and I don't know. I think that he's a little bit of a pushover, and he did walk out on her, but at the end of the day, who is he? And she's Snooki.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's yeah, but I mean, he doesn't seem like he's a guy that wants, you know, that paparazzi or the fame. He does, you know, he runs away from it.
Yeah, it is true.
Any kind of exhibition stuff, he's like,
it's so you're embarrassing me. Yeah, the relationship is so weird to me because, as if he didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
When, before they got together, he's like, "Oh, you drink too much. You dance provocatively.
Yeah.
Provocatively. What's going on? What do you mean? It's so. Most people, when you start dating them, you don't know them.
Yeah, yeah.
She happens to be a movie star, not a movie star, a reality TV show star. Like, you know exactly who she is and what she's up to.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be pissed about who she is.
Yeah.
You put yourself in this situation. Dilemma.
Yeah, that's
gotta stop that.
That's what everybody's criticizing him about. It's like, dude, you're dating Snooki.
Yeah. And Sammy is so in the dark about all of this.
Yeah.
Finally, this episode, she goes, oh, well, maybe Snooki did hook up with Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
oh.
I guess I don't understand. To me, Snooki's denials are so transparent and they're so like, they're word games. And I'm like, dude, she's lying. She's lying because she doesn't want to admit what she did.
100%.
Yeah. So I don't see why.
It's one of the few moments of her life that wasn't on air. So why would she talk about it? But just quickly, I thought that it was really funny, the wine tasting.
Yeah.
Snooki says, in quote, cool history, boo, I'm not into geography. Give me fucking wine. What did you think a wine tour was? Like, just a bunch of wine.
Just a bunch of
wine. The coolest part is learning about it and learning what's good and how to drink it and how to smell it and how to taste it and everything. That's awesome. I've been on wine tours before. They're great.
Yeah.
These girls are like so not into it, have no interest in learning where their wine comes from. They just want to get drunk.
Well, no, the first, because there were like two sections where they were sitting down first and then they went to another place.
Yeah.
Was it two wineries or did they have lunch first? Was that it?
I think it was two wineries because JWoww said, oh, this guy's telling us the same thing that the guy told us at the last place.
Oh, okay. So it was just two different wine tours or
and
whatever.
After the first one, Dina tells us that the four of them drank 10 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the second one was miserable.
No.
Which is probably why JWoww started being so aggressive.
Yeah.
They're drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having over two bottles of wine, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Not only are you drunk, but it hurts to have that much wine.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how people. That's why I stick to hard alcohol most of the time, because by the time I can get drunk, I off of beer or wine, I'm so
full. Yeah.
That it's I can't even drink anymore.
Right.
And you're like,
right.
Well, I'm not drunk yet, but I can't fit anything else down.
I mean, 10 bottles has to be an exaggeration. There's four of them there.
I don't know. I pulled a similar move the other day. I pulled a similar move.
Another reason why you should be paid to do it.
Yeah, there were five of us, but we went through 13 bottles.
Get out.
The thing was, it was all you can drink night for $25. So we were really taking it seriously.
How much?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
I have a question,
yeah.
Roxy. How much is all you can drink?
It depends on the form of alcohol. See, the thing is, I can kick the crap out of vodka.
Wow.
I have taken a bottle of vodka to the face before.
No.
An entire
no.
One. Yep. I'm the man right now. No, it's actually really bad. My liver right now is saying, I know, and it hurts. It hurts. Yeah, one time got in a competition with a 250-pound guy who said, I bet I can finish a bottle of tequila before you can finish a bottle of vodka. I won.
Oh,
I won.
If that's what you want to call it.
I won. He vomited. I did not.
You just passed out?
Or? No, I was.
It was all good.
I was okay.
Okay. You're here now to tell the story.
And I'm here. Yep. I feel them totally.
This is the soundtrack to your life, apparently.
Yeah, is that what's going on?
I think so.
Welcome to Roxy's Good Life.
It's the only kind of alcohol I could do that with. Vodka, I've like kind of developed an immunity to it.
the liver just sees the vodka and is like, oh, no, I know what that is.
Yeah, I know what
this
does.
Just keep going. Just go.
Throw some like tequila at me. I'm like a few shots and I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I need to party with these people. I'll put them to shame. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I won't. I love you.
Well, I will say this. I mean, they're at a winery,
yes.
Right? And so I've noticed that people have different emotional responses to different alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because, like, you know, tequila will might make you act this way, and vodka might make you act this
100%
way.
100%, I have
right, you know
totally.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So, obviously, JWoww is sort of combative when she's got wine. Right?
Because, and I don't know if we've seen her wine drunk like this before.
I don't think we have, because when they're in the club scene, they're doing all these other drinks, probably vodka-based stuff.
Yeah, or tequila or right. rum or something. And JWoww's always smiling and happy yep. and ready to go.
She's dancing and doesn't want drama and not, you know, all that.
Wine is a very, it can be very heavy on you.
Yeah.
Especially like red wines and mixing them and a lot of wine. First of all, killer hangovers. The worst hangover of your life is off wine.
Got it.
So bad.
Yeah.
JWoww.
Yeah, but the first and the middle part are amazing.
Thank you, Phil the Thrill. Woohoo. yeah, but
from
it's
the
true.
Booth.
From the booth. Peanut gallery. No, it is true, though. It is true that the first two parts are amazing. The last part, not so much. and I think that much wine could make anybody a little angry.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That, I mean, it must be an exaggeration there, because they were walking around pretty okay.
Oh yeah, they didn't seem that drunk.
Yeah.
Is that a chant that we just do at school, or is that a real life thing? You're not that drunk. You're not that drunk.
I haven't heard that one before.
Okay, well that's what I would have been chanting to her. It's like when you want to try to get people to drink more, that's what you chant at them. Anyway, yeah, I'm chanting that to those girls. They're not that drunk. They could drink a little more. A few more shots. Although that bus ride home seemed miserable.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So they get on the bus.
That's the last thing you want to do when you're that drunk, is be on a bus for that long.
Yeah. Well, that drunk and having had a fight.
Fight, and it's awkward, and you're all carsick and tired. And Tuscany and Florence are not 10 minutes away from each other.
By the way, guys, I hate to do this, because last week we didn't even talk about the after show. So we have so much catching up to do with the Jersey Shore. However, the effing Vampire Diaries crew wants to come in here in a few minutes, so we do kind of have to speed up the show.
Oh, we're about the end. We're going to talk about Snooki at the end, and then we're going to wrap it up, I think.
But, yeah, perfect. We'll do that, and then we can get to predictions real quick. Is that good?
That sounds good. And I've got a fun treat of the top Snooki quotes compilation as well for
you
guys.
That's awesome. I would love to hear it. Okay, so quickly about Snooki at the end here. We see that she convinces Gianni to give her a second chance. This was the most absurd, lame, ridiculous, crazy, nutso thing that's ever happened.
Has to be.
What kind of guy is this?
Dude, all I wanted to say was, what the what?
What the what?
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Like, what did she do in the expanse of the 30-second phone call that made him say, you know what? All right, then.
It was definitely editing. There's something we didn't see. There's a few days between this. Something must have happened. And in predictions, we'll get to it, whether after telling him that she slept with Vinny, actually, whether he's going to take her back, which clearly eventually he does, because they're together now, but, I mean, in short term.
I think it's going to, I don't know. We got to see. There's going to be some news.
Well, I've got some, because Snooki has some. Ed, please read what it says on screen.
Wise words with Snooki.
As words with Snooki.
I actually named his penis Moby Dick.
I had a feeling where I wanted to make out with somebody, so I just made out with Ryder, because all the guys like that.
The plumbers are here, finally. The fat one is actually kind of cute.
Yeah. My nipples will stay in my shirt.
I have no idea what this kid's name is, so might as well just give him an ugly name.
Bernard. I want to marry Guido. My ultimate dream is to
That was Johnny, by the way.
Find a nice, juiced, hot, tan guy and live my life.
Oh my God! So guess why the toilet is clogged?
Are you that freaking like poor that you can't afford your own drinks? That's why I don't eat freaking lobster or anything like that. Because they're alive when you kill it.
Because they're alive when you
see,
kill
like,
it.
And I see hair being pulled and all this shit. I'm like, oh my God, like how do I get in? I'm about to eat a sausage right now. I meet this guy at the bar. First off, I see muscles. So I'm like, okay, like this guy's my type. I fucking like save animals. Like that's what I do. I'm saving myself for cowboy.
If you leave, I'm gonna stuff your fucking nose with tampons.
He's looking good. Like I really don't remember his face because I was wasted. I'm not trashy. Unless I drink too much. But I'm pissed off that Mike and Polly wasted, like, two pickles.
My boobs are so tight, I can't breathe.
I look up,
And I'm like, wow, that's totally my freaking ex-boyfriend that I'm still, like, in love with.
Oh, my God, I'm naked right now.
Oh, my vagina's out. I couldn't even tell you how I felt in that jail cell. It was, like, a phenomenon. I was wearing my corset. I was like, you know what?
Oh,
I look slutty,
God.
But I don't give a shit. I've been with goats, sheep, cows, horses. This is the things that I think I'm addicted to. Bronzer, boys, and alcohol.
I felt like if I was sober, I'd be bored.
I feel like I have to poop. I'm getting nervous.
Because you're excited?
Yeah. And every time I get excited, I have to poop. I might have to double panty it because it's gonna be bad.
The more you know. Wow.
I am speechless.
The reason why.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You know why I don't eat lobster?
I don't know.
Because they're alive when you kill them.
I know.
Wait, you know what quote needs to be added from today's episode? I blacked out a little bit. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? She blacked out, had sex with Vinny, and that's her excuse. I blacked out a little bit. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I totally agree. What are you going to do? So, okay. We're bumping into predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, what do we see next week? We see that Pauly again doesn't want to bang Dina. He doesn't want to smush Dina.
He does, but he doesn't. I remember.
No, I think he just wants to smush, and if she's there, it's like, oh, fine. But he has no interest in Dina.
No. He's not interested in Dina. In fact, that's what he said the very first time that they kissed in the club. I forget when it was, but he said, you know, I'm probably going to do
it.
Episode 1
this season.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do it, but I don't want her to feel bad when I go to do it with other girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. Of all the girls, Dina's the least appealing, the least interesting, least funny, the least cute.
Yeah.
I liked her better last season, to be honest.
Yeah. She's been a wreck in Italy. She's been a wreck.
Yeah. Nothing really, not bring much to the table. She's supposed to be our blast in the glass. What's going on? Okay, so we also see Mike gets into a fight at the bar, Ronnie saying he's not going to have his back,
yep.
And then there's an intervention, type thing where they want to kick him out.
Yeah, they want to tell Mike either he's got to change or he's going to leave.
So what's going to happen there? Is he changing or is he leaving?
Well, apparently we know that Vinny ends up leaving this season, which is, I'm shocked. I'm actually really curious to see how that's going to pay out.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with like a fight or anything. I'm sure something happens where he has to leave.
Oh, you think it's something like just something,
yeah, something in outside world.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, Vinny's not the type to bounce.
Because he's the one that keeps everybody there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
From producers
Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity.
look at Roxy.
Goodbye.
Just kidding.
We have a dilemma.
I think Jersey Shore takes precedence over Vampire Diaries.
I think so too, but apparently, like, honest to God, they're gonna suck my blood.
Hey.
Okay, see you next week. We'll have more people here. What the hell, Saddle Ranch Girls and KWOW?
But
this is one of those Mexican candies.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
People listening and not watching are thinking, what the hell is he talking about? He's sucking on some sort of lollipop.
Well, Ed, by the way, we haven't done this. Ed, what are you doing this Sunday night?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I have RSVP'd for a special AfterBuzz TV event at
John Lovitz's Comedy Club.
Breaking Bad. Finale.
Wow, that was so candid, Ed.
Well, Ed,
I'm going to be there. You should be there. It's going to be awesome. Basically, Maria Menounos is, we're watching the show, and then Maria Menounos is talking to people in the cast and the crew. And if you watch Breaking Bad, it's a no-brainer. Go there, watch. Get your tickets. Phil, where could you get your tickets?
TheJohnLovitzComedyClub.com.
It's going to be awesome. I'm 100% going to be there. Ed's going to be there. Phil's going to be there. He's not that cool. But,
it's a fun night out. There's drinks. There's food. There's going to be tons of celebrities. And, hey, we're celebrities. Come check us out.
I'll be drunk. It'll be fun.
Or throw shit at Roxy.
You can throw crap at me, and I'll take it.
And Roxy will drink 13 bottles of wine with four of her friends.
Nope.
Only if you guys chant.
Vodka.
Chug.
You're not that drunk. You're not that drunk.
Okay, see you next week, guys, or Sunday. More importantly, see you Sunday.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.